Joining us in studio right now is Bills draft pick, first rear player, Deion Dawkins. Deion, thanks for coming by. We appreciate
you having me.
Yeah, man. How's it been going? What have you guys on the offensive line talked about since last week and Thursday night?
Getting back to what got us to the point that we're at now, the basics. Mm-hmm.
That's really what it's, because we've heard Coach McDermott talk about that in the press conference. We just got to get back to fundamentals. Is that really what they're talking about?
That is exactly right. From the basics, as far as hand placements, your first step, your second step, your hat placement, everything that starts a playoff. Because for offense, everything has to be intact for the play to work. I mean, defense, 10 guys and could be wrong, and one guy and could be right, and that's a great defensive play. But if the offense, if 11 guys aren't doing the right thing at the right time and at the right moment, then the play will never work.
Not taking anything away from the Jets, because we know how talented that defensive front is, but, and I don't want to dwell on the Jets game. I think there's a lot of that going on as I hear the questions in the media today. But when you look back at that game, what the start of the, what went, what, how did it go get off the rails is what I'm trying to say against the Jets. What happened to the offensive line in particular?
Sheesh. Well, their fundamentals definitely got away from them. It definitely started with hand placement and stuff like that, just getting where they have to be on each block. And, I mean, I'm new to the NFL, but the way that it feels here, I definitely feel like that game was supposed to happen the way that it was. So
what do you mean?
We could, like, move on, because this program, I guess, isn't really used to winning, and we've been winning. So now it's time for us to embrace that we are good enough to do what we're planning on doing. And with how Coach has us going, we're going to be fine the rest on. So we just like just have to stick to what and we know and stick to what and we do, and that's playing tough every play.
So more like a wake-up call type of thing?
Definitely,
like,
a wake-up call.
Like, we know we're good, but
yeah,
let's go ahead and bring back down to reality for a second. So you haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, so basically just embrace the underdog role, because no matter what, they're never going to respect us. So we know that we have to bring it, because that's just what and the Bills is. It's just a hard knock team, and we just come and we'll beat you up for 4 quarters. So as long as we know that, embrace that underdog role, and we'll be fine.
Just know that.
Just know that.
Deion Dawkins, Bills left tackle, in studio with us. You are new to this.
Yeah.
I wonder how those how do those corrections get communicated to you? You guys came back here Friday. Everybody's exhausted. I'm sure you had some meeting time and a little bit of stretch time out there. But at what point did they say, hey, look at what we did against the Jets? This is what it looked like. This is what is unacceptable. When did you do that? And what was that like? Was there yelling and screaming, or was it instruction? What did that look like?
It's never really yelling and screaming, because we are grown men. So as long as we're on the same page with communication and everybody understanding what the message is, we'll be fine. I mean, like, this program isn't really a yell, da-da-da-da, in-your-face team, because we're mature enough to take what is being said for us to get, or for the coaches to get the message across. So, and with the coaches just treating us with high and respect, and us treating them with and respect, then we're fine. As long as we're on the same page, then we are going to be perfectly fine. I promise you that.
Did that go on Friday or Monday when you came back here?
No, well, definitely Friday, because the game was on Thursday. Right. We had meetings Friday morning. So, yes, it started Friday morning, bright and early, even though we came back extremely early in the morning.
But,
like, you know, like, we have to stick to the schedule, and the schedule will push us through. So,
as a rookie, you're still a rookie. Coming into, when you first come into this thing, it's like there's a lot going on. And you were a higher draft pick. So there's a lot going on. A lot of people calling you, texting you, doing all types of stuff. You feel like you settled in yet?
Well, I don't think that you could really settle in to the NFL, because everything changes and so fast, and everything is moving around extremely fast. Guys get cut every day. So I'm always on my hot seat on a daily basis. But I guess I could say that I'm settling in, as my confidence is settling in. But besides that, I mean, I'm still extremely okay, we have to be here. Everything just has to be right. So, I mean, every day, I mean, it gets more comfortable. But with my play and playing next to guys like Richie and learning from guys like Cordy and taking leadership notes from guys like E. Wood and Pat and Tyrod and Shady, it's just, like, you know, just embracing it all in and just taking it day by day.
Deion Dawkins, Bill Second Round Draft Pick in studio with us. You know, this came up. There was a lot of shuffling on the offensive line a couple of weeks ago at the guard positions, and someone called up the show and wondered whether you could play guard. You had some guard experience, right, at Temple?
Yeah. So I played guard my freshman year of Temple for maybe a game and a half, and then they pushed me right out to tackle.
Left coach, side, right side?
I actually played right first, and I broke my foot at right tackle. And then once my foot got healed, I came back for right tackle and just in practice, and then coach and was like, do you think and that you could play left tackle? And I just told coach and I'll do whatever needs. And I pushed over to left and it was fluent.
And there have been no reps at guard for you here with the Bills since you've been here?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. I took a guard rep in the Bucks game.
Yeah.
Play for Richie because Richie came out.
How hard is that for you? You know, you've been practicing tackle, left and right. And then all of a sudden, it's like, we need you to go in at guard.
Yeah.
In a game.
That's just embracing the NFL because, excuse me, because you never know what's going to happen or who is going to go down. So the hardest part about going from tackle to guard is realizing the speed of how everything is happening because at guard, everything happens faster and your space is tighter. Like, that's why they call it a phone booth, because everything is just shorter. So tackle, like, you have time to vertical set and or flat set and just get your time. Okay, I'm about to punch now. But as a guard, it's like, boom, straight at you as soon as the ball is snapped.
You prefer tackle, I would think?
Of course, yeah.
Deion, so now Cordy Glenn misses today. I assume you got a lot of first-team reps at left tackle with Cordy out. You had three starts there earlier this year. Do you see that as your path forward in the league, being a left tackle in this league?
I mean, I hope so, because I embrace the role of the quarterback's respect. Like, because if the quarterback has high and respect in his left tackle, then he'll play comfortable in the line. Well, he'll play comfortable behind the line. So just taking that role and just knowing that somebody can count on me 100% is just something special.
And, you know, that group up front, as we said, there's been some changes made at guard, and now you're three starts and maybe, you know, getting ready for more reps at left tackle. It seems like we're halfway into the season and the whole thing hasn't really settled down yet up front. And, again, knowing this is your first year, but ideally you'd like to have it all set, five guys start in September and going to play them right through the end of the year. That's not happened here.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that it hasn't happened a bunch of places, too, because there's a lot of stats about the NFL and the injury rate of the NFL. So
being 100%.
Yeah, so guys are going to, like, go down, and coach drafted guys to fill depth on this depth chart and to do their job when their time is called, and that's just what I'm embracing. If my time is called now, then I'm going to take it full on and just embrace my role for whatever it has to be, whether I have to be a starter in this week and Cordy and comes back and I have to be a cheerleader on the sideline. Whatever it is to win games, I'm happy to do it.
How difficult has it been, this transition to the pro game for you, halfway your first half season in the books with another half season to go? Some guys talk about a rookie wall that you hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't hit it yet because I'm still – wide awake and open, but I mean, like, your body definitely feels tired. I guess that this would be week 10,
week 11
in college, something like that in college. So they have about two games left, and then bowl, whatever. But I'm embracing it. Like, I'm just extremely thankful to be here, and extremely thankful to be a part of the NFL. So whatever needs to be done, I mean, I'm just happy to be here.
You know, you talked about being a cheerleader on the sideline. I saw a picture of you dancing on the sideline. I don't know if we have that picture because I'm just bringing it up. But what were you doing?
I was doing a Thriller dance.
The Thriller dance.
Yeah, I was doing the Thriller dance.
Was it the Oakland game? It was Oakland, right?
I think so. Yeah.
It might have been. Was it Oakland? It might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been. But I mean, I enjoy putting smiles on people's faces, and from a guy my size to dance the way that I dance, I I'm gonna do it. And when it came on, it was just like, I'm doing this dance right
now.
You
look around?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I was just,
You was the big dude in the party that was dancing with
always,
the small dudes.
Always.
Did they play the video in a meeting room or anything after that?
There was a bunch of memes. People were putting that picture of me like this next to the Michael Jackson scene when they were doing the whole thing. And it's pretty cool. I mean, like, I like stuff. I like that. It's pretty cool to see.
Sounds like you like the life here, not just the NFL life, but the Buffalo life. Have you adjusted to that much?
Oh, I love Buffalo. Coming from Jersey, everything is moving around fast. And I love Jersey, like, to the fullest. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing like it. But then coming here, everything is slow. But the people here embrace the football team, even though that we haven't been to the playoffs in however many years. And they are with us to the DIE. So, I mean, I embrace them.
You know, I just got to let you know, and I was talking trash to you a couple weeks ago because my son's team beat Rahway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they beat Rahway again in the playoffs this past weekend in Rahway, just so you know, Madden Field in Rahway. You know, they're just handling Rahway this year. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, neither do I because I'm in Buffalo. But Rahway is a unique place. If the kids are 100% bought in, then the program will and be right. But there's a lot of and distractions of different lifestyles at Rahway, so if guys aren't all the way in, then the program is not going to work.
There's a prison in Rahway, right?
There is a prison in Rahway.
There is a prison in Rahway.
You know how I know that? From the old boxing series with Marv Albert, you know, from the Rahway State Prison in Rahway. Yeah. This is going way back, but it's a famous place.
And I think they had
boxing from there on TV all the time.
And I also think that Scared Straight was started there.
Yep.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that people always mention.
Oh, that was where the Scared Straight first started.
It's definitely a tough place.
It's a tough place.
It's scary. Drive past it, and it's like, listen, let's follow life's process.
Last question that I have for you. What's the process to get the running game consistent? You know, especially maybe the addition of, like, Kelvin Benjamin and the return of Charles Clay helps this. But the running game has shown so many good flashes this year with so many great runs, and then other times it's like, come on, let's go. We know that the capability is there, but it just hasn't been on a consistent basis.
Well, once again, that goes back to everybody just doing their job 100%. Because the offense, everybody has to be right. Every play is designed up for us to score, so – you know, that's just ball. I mean, like, we're a team that we're going to beat you up and beat you up and beat you up 5 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, and then it's going to pop. And when it pops, it pops.
The last question I have for you, looking at the Saints team on film, Cameron Jordan.
Yeah.
What do you see out of him?
But he's a stud.
Yeah.
And he's a great player. And I know that I'm going to have to bring in my A game to win every battle. Mm-hmm.
Deion, thanks for this.
No problem.
We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us after practice. Deion Dawkins, Buffalo's second-round draft pick, the left tackle who's started 3 games already this year.